This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1495. Sort out these phrasal verbs for talking out problems. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
How can you sound like a native during phone conversations? Use phrasal verbs. Listen in today as we discuss 7 phrasal verbs to use while talking on the telephone. To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Aubrey, how's it going today?
Hey, Lindsay, I am great. How are you?
Great. I'm excited because today we're on video. So guys, this episode is also on YouTube, which we are doing this occasionally. So you guys can see us recording these episodes as well. So exciting.
Yes, I know. It's fun to have the videos on YouTube. So many of our listeners comment that they really love to be able to see it as they listen. Some people are just more visual learners.
Exactly.
And so I think it's great to have that option.
It's really cool. We've never done it before, so we're experimenting here. Really good. But today we're getting into something that, a series, right, that we've done the last couple of weeks. What are we doing today, Aubrey?
That's right. We have been talking about phrasal verbs. We've done a couple episodes. The last one was 1492. If you missed it, we talked about phrasal verbs you would use when taking a class. So check that one out. And we're doing the third part of our series today. And mostly we're talking about how phrasal verbs can be very difficult to learn if you just take a verb and all the different forms of it when they have such different meanings, and instead take a situation and learn all of the verbs that you will use in that situation, and it's easier to remember them and then use them.
Exactly. That's why we're so against, you know, lists of vocabulary words from the internet or learning in a textbook or memorizing. That is not how we learn, guys. We learn based on the situation and associating certain experiences with certain words. Right, Aubrey?
Yes, exactly right. So today we're going to talk about problems. If you're wanting to discuss a problem or a struggle, a difficulty you're having, if you want to talk it out with a friend, there are a lot of phrasal verbs we use in this type of situation. We're going to share them with you guys today with example sentences so that you can use them in that situation.
Exactly. And if you want to work on your vocab, guys, the iOS app is the place to go. Why, Aubrey? Why is that so important to use the app when we learn vocab?
Right, because you can listen to the episode and follow along with the transcripts, and then you can make your own personal power vocabulary list. You can choose those more difficult, new, less common vocabulary words to add to your list so that you can then refer to them, study them, use them.
Exactly. And this is a list that's helpful because these are words that you will have your own experience with because you will have already listened to an episode where you've learned about it with us. So you learn about it, you see it in the transcript in real time, then you tap on it and you save it in your personal list. So it's not the same as going online and just downloading a huge list of phrasal verbs, right?
Right, because it's all about context when it comes to vocabulary. If you're learning it in context in a way that you remember and then use it immediately in context, that's how vocabulary really sticks and you can use it. That's just like these phrasal verbs. If you learn that list, right? If you have talk up, talk down, talk out, talk over, talk through, talk with, there are so many.
It's too many. You're stressing me out.
And they all have a totally different meaning and you'll never be able to use any of them if you just memorize that list.
Basically, yeah. So
it would be really hard.
We don't want to do that. So then what do we do instead? Let's get into how we're going to introduce these to our listeners today the right way, Aubrey. What are we going to do?
Exactly, right? So imagine you're having some kind of struggle, difficulty, a problem that you don't feel like you can handle on your own. You need a friend's advice. You want to talk over what you can do to fix the problem.
Okay.
And there are a lot of phrasal verbs we use. So the first one is that talk over or talk out.
If you
want to discuss with someone before deciding on a course of action, that's what we would say, that I need to talk it out. We use this all the time.
Yeah, this is interesting. I find that, you know, there are two types of people. There are people that really, when they want to work out a problem in their mind, they do need to talk it over, or they need to talk it out, just hear themselves talk about it, you know, if it's something in their own head. And other people that do it internally. So which type of person are you, Aubrey? Do you work things out in your own mind and then just all of a sudden one day you have the answer, or do you actually need to say it? Which type
I definitely have to talk things out with someone. I can at times sort of talk it out with myself, just like thinking, but inevitably it always pours out in like a conversation with my sister or my husband. I really have to talk things over with someone before I can really make a decision. What about you? It is true. People are either one or the other.
They really are. And I'm the same way. I'm pretty verbal. I think we all at All Ears English are probably pretty verbal, because that's how we make our living, is by podcasting and talking. But yeah, I do. And it's hard when your partner is the opposite, because they don't want to hear all this like things coming out of your head, but you need to hear yourself say it, right?
That's definitely the situation with my husband. I think he sometimes will be kind of like, just decide, just like figure
just
it out.
Decide.
Like, he doesn't need to talk it out or hear it.
Yeah.
So often I do. I'll call my sister instead, because I know, you know, she's more like, oh yeah, tell me.
Yeah, that makes me wonder if it's very gender-based too, if like our society has trained men to work through things in their head and women to verbalize it and talk through it and come to a consensus with someone else. I don't know.
That could be. I'd be really curious to poll our listeners and kind of compare gender results, because I'm sure there are, depending on how someone is raised, I think would have a lot to do with it, because I have known men who are very verbal about their difficulties and they'll say like, my mom raised me to be really open and vocal about my emotions and my feelings. So it depends on society some, but also a lot how someone's raised.
Yeah, that would be cool for a poll. Guys, you should be over on an Instagram channel over there. We should run a poll when this episode comes out to see what people like to do. What is their style? And
I love that.
What the mix up is. So cool. Okay, Aubrey. So talk out and talk over. Those are the first two phrasal verbs, right, for today?
Yes. And this is an interesting one, talk over, because we do use it this way. I'm going to talk over a problem.
Yeah.
But there is a second meaning for talk over that you need to be aware of, which is talking while someone else is talking. We say they were talking over me, meaning they're interrupting and talking over you, as natives do, right? So you'll have to keep track, because that phrasal verb has two totally separate meanings.
Interesting. And the key difference there is that the pronoun can only go after when you're talking about talking over someone, right? And then when the pronoun goes in the middle, it's talking it over, the problem, right?
Yes.
Right, Aubrey?
Yes.
So that's kind of the only way to really know the difference. And then, of course, the context.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. Yeah. So just keep that in mind. Be aware of that one. Right. But and then another one is think through, which is similar to talk over or talk out.
Yeah.
But you can do this without verbally talking to someone. Some people, this is the way they, you know, they could just think through a problem and decide what to do.
Exactly. So for example, I need to think through how I'm going to get everything on my to-do list done. So you're running through your week and when and how are you going to do these things?
Exactly.
Right?
Yep. Yeah. And that's true. That's something I do. I wouldn't need to discuss with another person, you know, how I'm going to get everything on my to-do list. That's something that I would think through on my own for sure.
Oh, for sure. For sure. For me, like the talking through is just the big decisions in life, the big things like decisions, strategies, what to do, how to handle something. Right. It's not.
Yeah, we use it for something bigger where it's hard to decide on your own just with the, you know, facts you have. You're like, I feel like I need someone else's opinion or advice.
Exactly. Love it. Okay. So good. So think through, talk out, talk over, run up against. This would be the next one. What does this mean?
So that's if you are facing something that is sort of an unexpected problem or difficulty, you'd say like, oh, I have run up against this problem. I don't know what to do.
Ah, I like it. I like it. Yeah.
We often hear this with sports, I think. Like I would say, oh, my daughter's soccer team ran up against a fierce competitor Saturday morning.
Yeah, good one, good one. It makes me think of the term to be up against the deadline, but I guess that's a little bit different, right? This is to run up. We're focusing on the phrasal verb here.
Right.
So any kind of adversity, when you face some kind of problem, adversity, right?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Okay. And definitely collocated with being a little bit unexpected to say like, ooh, I ran up against this. I didn't see it coming.
So not to complicate this anymore, but I, in this situation, my personal style would be to use, I ran into a problem.
I ran into a snag.
We hit a snag, right? We encountered this problem, but we all have a different style, you know?
I think a lot of people do. A lot of people would say that as well. I definitely hear both. Mm-hmm. I do hear like in business meetings or on TV, you'll hear people say this like, oh, we've run up against some problems at work that we need to talk over, right? But in just day-to-day life, it's a little more informal way instead just to say, oh, I ran into a problem.
Yeah, interesting. Definitely. Okay, yeah, I like it. So we can distinguish. Sometimes, guys, certain phrasal verbs are definitely used more, right? Like, I look forward to speaking to you. That's very business-oriented. Today, Aubrey is on the show for this phrasal verb series. You can catch more of Aubrey and Jessica over on our other podcast called IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, where they show you how to get your 7 or higher on the IELTS exam. Go over and subscribe to the IELTS Energy Podcast. See you over there.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
All right, let's go into the next one, Aubrey. What's next?
Okay, the next one is wrestle with. So if you're attempting to solve a problem, you could say you're wrestling with it. And this is, it really evokes a physical image because the actual, you know, the sport of wrestling is very physical. And
totally.
So this would be more appropriate. You wouldn't say I'm wrestling with what to do, you know, how to figure out my to-do list. It has to be a bigger problem that is difficult and you're trying to solve it.
Yeah, and it's taking energy out of you, right? You're trying to resolve it. Yeah, exactly. So what are some examples of like things that you've been wrestling with or that you could encounter?
I would say I wrestled with when to talk to my daughters about puberty or not doing drugs, right? It's tricky to know at what age to discuss these things because you want them to have talked to you about it before friends, but it's also, are they ready? Do they want to talk to you about it? You don't want to make awkward situations, right?
Yeah. I can't imagine all these decisions you have to make as a parent. It can't be easy.
Yeah. And it really depends on the kid. My elder daughter was ready much younger, much earlier. Okay. And then I sort of tried to broach the subject with my daughter who's now 12 and she was like, la, 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 la. She did not want to hear about it. She still doesn't. She's like, nope, I don't want to hear about it.
Right. Of course, they're not the same. I mean, it can be embarrassing talking to these things about these things with your parents, right? It's the last thing you want to do as a teenager.
It depends on their personality. I know.
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome. So wrestle with, you know, Aubrey, I bet that this phrasal verb, you know, and these ones we're learning today, these are not common. Like these aren't ones that you're going to learn in a classroom. These are really kind of niche phrasal verbs, very specific and native, don't you
think? Yes, exactly, right? Yeah, you wouldn't learn these in a textbook.
No.
This is the way natives speak. And honestly, textbooks would probably just give you that list we said, like talk over, talk through, talk at, talk with, and expect you to learn the meaning for each one and the totally different situations you'd use them in.
Yeah.
That's not helpful, right?
Exactly.
But if you learn a situation, think about the situation, imagine discussing a problem and you'd use all of these in one conversation.
Exactly. I mean, guys, write down right now, what is something that you're wrestling with? Like, use this right now. That's your homework as we are doing this in this moment. Stop the episode and write down an example for yourself because that's how you're going to learn this and be able to use it, don't you think?
Yes, and come back to the blog and comment. Yeah. I would love to know, what are you wrestling with? Use that in a sentence and share with us what's going on. What have you come up against lately?
Yeah, for sure. And so we have two more, right? Two more about organizing and getting clear and clarity on things, right? So what's
these are very related. Sort out and figure out have kind of the same meaning and similar to wrestle with. You're attempting to solve a problem. You're trying to decide what you're going to do.
Yeah, super common figure out, right? I use this one all the time. A problem that we have to work through and find the answer and sort out. What does that mean?
Yeah, it's very similar, right? You'd say, oh, I need to sort out how I'm going to accomplish the goals I've set. I think this is similar, like you were saying, it depends on your own style. Some people will say figure out, and some people say sort out. I've heard both, but I feel like people either use one or the other and not both, which is interesting.
I don't know. Maybe it's like a West Coast, East Coast thing or middle of the country. I don't know. Who knows?
Do you hear figure out more?
I would say so, yeah. And I personally use it a lot more. And I'm from the East Coast. Maybe it is that. I'm just grasping at ideas of how to figure, like how to know how we get our personal style.
It's what our parents said
growing up. It's what our friends said, right?
This might be a little generational. If I think about it, I do feel like it's my parents' generation that says sort out a lot, or at least on the West Coast. You know, I'll hear them, my parents said sort out all the time. Like, you need to sort out what you're going to do, or you need to sort yourself out, they would say. Whereas I would more likely say figure out as well.
I feel like sort yourself out. That could be a little bit of an insult, because that kind of means that you as a person are disorganized and you're a mess.
Right.
Okay, thanks,
Maybe
Mom.
Don't say that to your friends, guys.
You could say, like, you need to sort out this problem, but you say you need to sort yourself out. That means you there's something
wrong. Yeah, that definitely has a negative connotation of, like, you don't have it figured out. You need to get it figured out.
So let's do a role play for our listeners so they can see this, guys. And again, if you have the iOS app, you can log in and watch the transcripts in real time as you listen, which is the optimal way to learn. So
yes, definitely. So this, I was kind of imagining that you were having a problem with a neighbor, Lindsay. Yeah. So you get to start this out and talk it through with me.
Cool. All right. Hey, I've run up against a problem with a neighbor. Can I talk it over with you?
Yes, for sure. What's going on?
Well, it's a younger couple, and they're just so loud at all hours of the night, playing loud music and just yelling. I'm wrestling with whether I should talk to them about it.
Oh, that would be really frustrating, but I'm sure you'll figure it out. How long has that been happening?
It's been since they moved in, about 2 months ago.
I wonder if they're just not thinking through how it's affecting their neighbors.
Yeah, that's possible.
It's definitely something that you need to sort out if it's keeping you awake.
Nice. We have a lot of these phrasal verbs. Oh, man, I had a problem with my puppy. When we first got our puppy, he was so loud. He was barking every time we left the house, and our neighbor next door just was, it was so bad.
So your neighbor was the one in this situation.
Yeah, like, she was the one. We were the loud ones.
When I lived in New York City, we had the neighbors below us would sometimes hit the ceiling like a broomstick or something, because we had little kids and they would run around. It would be really loud, them like stomping.
Oh my gosh.
Hit the floor. We're like, sorry.
Yeah, and all those New York apartment buildings are like fourth floor walk-ups where you've got like neighbors all over you. You've got the fire escape. Like, there's no way out. There's no way.
And I think the walls are very thin, or the floors are very thin, because you could hear everything in everyone's apartment.
Oh man, that's city living for you, right?
Right? Seriously. All right, let's go over these. You used the first one saying, I've run up against a problem. And I'm curious, because you were saying normally you would say, I've run into a problem. Did it feel unnatural for you to use run up against?
Yeah, a little bit for me, but that doesn't mean it's not native and natural for you, right? Like, we all have our own style. It wouldn't be within my reach as a vocab word, but it's a good one for our listeners to learn.
Yeah, you guys will definitely hear it. Yeah. It's common, but it just kind of depends on, you know, which you would choose. But that one just means you have encountered a problem and you're not sure what to do.
I'd probably say something like, I'm having a problem, or we've been having a problem or something. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I said, can I talk it over with you? So that's really common, right? Can I talk through it with you, or talk over?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And notice that you can split it here, and it goes between talk over. So a lot of these, as you learn them in context, do pay attention if they can be split or not with that object.
Exactly. And then what did I say next?
So then you're saying, I'm wrestling with whether I should talk to them about it. Just like your neighbor wrestled with whether to talk to you about your new puppy, right? This is the one that means you're really struggling with how to respond.
Exactly. And then you said that would be frustrating, but I'm sure you'll figure it out. That one, super common, right? I probably use that one 25 times a day. I don't know. I just feel like it's
so true.
Most common words that I use. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We would never say, oh, I'm trying to decide what to do. We just don't. We say, oh, I got to figure this out.
Yeah. And kind of phrasal verbs are sort of what make English a little hard, a little tricky, but this is how you nail them, guys. This is how you do it, right?
Yeah. It is what makes you sound more like a native. This is a huge part of it, using phrasal verbs the way natives do.
Huge. Okay, what else, Aubrey?
So then here? I said, I wonder if they're not thinking through how it's affecting their neighbors, right?
Yes, perfect.
And this is the same one where if it's a problem that's not this big decision that you need to talk out, it's just something that you're thinking through on your own, then this is a great one to use.
Contemplating or really thinking of all the possibilities, all the permutations of situations that could be happening, right?
Exactly, right? Yes. Permutations is a great word. Right? Sometimes all the different aspects.
That's a good one. Yeah, all the different potential situations. Exactly. Okay, and then you said it's definitely something you need to sort out if it's keeping you awake, right?
Yes,
so
and
you need
this
to
is where
figure it out.
Mm-hmm. You could use figure out or sort out very interchangeably, whichever feels more natural, whichever you're hearing the most often. Both of them will sound very normal and native to natives.
Yeah, I love it. And then if we're going outside of phrasal verbs, just for a bonus for our listeners, maybe you would say resolve. You need to resolve this if it's keeping you awake. So good. Oh my gosh. So Aubrey, today we've got a lot of phrasal verbs. Could be overwhelming, but we've done it in a situation-based way. What should we leave our listeners with?
Yeah, I just feel like this is such a great way to learn phrasal verbs because they can be so difficult if you try to learn a list and they're all so different and unrelated, but this really makes it doable. If you take a situation and then brainstorm all the phrasal verbs you might use in that situation and practice them, then when you're in that scenario, you have them. They make sense in context and you're able to actually access them and sound like a native.
Yeah, exactly. So reflect on this for yourself, guys. Maybe think about a recent problem you had and what did you do? How did you work through it? How did you figure it out? And then maybe write a summary of what you actually did. Who did you sit down with to talk through it, to talk it over? Use these phrasal verbs. That'd be kind of cool.
Yes, definitely. And the next time you have a problem you want to talk over with a friend, use these as you're just, you know, I have something I'm really wrestling with. Yep. Can we talk it out together?
Yeah, don't shy away from using them, right? Don't shy away. Another phrasal verb. All right, let's stop with the phrasal verbs. Let's finish up for today. All right, Aubrey, great to hang out with you again and have a good one.
Yes, you too. See you, Lindsay.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extrahelp.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.